Unit 5, page 195, reading 3, exercise D.
The History of Israeli Rock. Early 1960s. In the early 1960s, Israeli musicians didn't like rock music. They believed that it was just a trend and that it would soon disappear. But some Israeli bands were attracted to the developing rock scene abroad. In the mid-1960s, the Churchills, which is considered to be the first Israeli rock band, began performing in nightclubs in Ramleh. The band sang in English, copying popular foreign groups like the Beatles. But there was still no original Israeli rock style. 1967. Two Israeli singers, Arik Einstein and Shalom Hanoch, met, and Israeli rock was born. Einstein, who was a well-known singer and actor, was looking for someone to help him produce a new album. In 1967, Einstein heard Shalom Hanoch singing in a nightclub in Tel Aviv, and he was very impressed. He asked Hanoch to write some songs for him. This was the beginning of a long and productive partnership. The two singers recorded two successful albums together, Hagar and Mazal Gadi, but they were still not satisfied. They were looking for a new and original sound. They heard about the rock band The Churchills and decided to check them out. 1970. Arik Einstein, Shalom Hanoch, and The Churchills created a new Israeli sound which was strongly influenced by the British music scene. Together, they produced Puzi, which is considered by many people to be the first real Israeli rock album. The successful team went on to produce three more rock albums together, and then they split up and went their separate ways. 1973. The Churchills tried their luck abroad and eventually split up in 1973. Hanoch tried to become well-known abroad, but returned 3 years later. He said it was impossible for him to be creative in English. Einstein continued his career in Israel, performing, acting in movies, and recording songs. 1980 until the present day. Over the years, Einstein and Hanoch, the two fathers of Israeli rock, continued to meet up and perform together. Their work deeply influenced the Israeli music and culture scene. When Arik Einstein died suddenly in November 2013 at the age of 74, Israelis of all ages were sad to lose the man who symbolized Israeli rock music. Shalom Hanoch continues to perform and to attract big crowds of fans of all ages.